Coverage of the 2018 Co-Ed Track and Field Championships here on KJN, and now getting a chance to speak with Atlantic senior Jackson Eden, a member of that 4x800-meter relay team that picked up a state championship yesterday on the Blue Oval. Jackson, first off, congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
Well, going into the race, I guess, what was the mindset? Obviously, everybody wants to go out there and win the race, but I guess what was the confidence level between you guys on knowing that you had a chance to do what you did?
Yeah, I think the whole team was confident because we came in with the best time in 3A. No one had ever ran faster than us all year, so we had a little bit of a chip on our shoulder knowing that we were the best, and, you know, Craig set us up with a good opening leg. He got us out in a real good spot, you know. Then I got the stick, and I got passed, but I kept it close. And then Zeke passed their third kid with about 150 left to go, and then we handed it to Chase, who's the fastest 800 runner in the state. And then he just rolled on in with an easy 158 to win a state title.
Well, I know that race in particular can be a bit of a grueling one. I guess what kind of things do you do to prepare? You know, what's the strategy that you guys have going into a race? Obviously, other runners around you will push you a little bit, but are you just kind of worried about, you know, what you're doing individually and not kind of paying attention to what's going on around you, or how does that work?
Yeah, pretty much all year we've been running by ourselves, so I think all of us developed the mindset of we have to kind of push ourselves in our own manner. So we always push the opening 400 and get out fast because, you know, it's only two laps, so if you get out slow, there's not a lot of room to make it back up. So we always get out fast, and then we push that third two, because that third 200 is where most people get tired because, you know, you're not quite done with the race yet. And then the last two, you just got to finish on guts and whatever you have left.
Well, Craig Allen obviously had a great opening leg there for you, and when you took that stick, I guess what was going through your mind when you knew that had that little bit of a good start for your squad?
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to get out fast, and the Spirit Lake kid came out of nowhere. I think he was their best leg, so he was going kind of fast. I was hearing my splits from my teammates on the 200 and the 400 splits, so I knew I was at a good pace, and I wasn't going to try and, you know, sprint up to go with him and try and burn myself out. I was just going to stay within myself and keep the distance reasonable and let my other teammates do some work.
I guess what has the reaction been like here afterwards? You know, this is a big deal. It's a big deal to win a state championship in any event, and obviously I'm sure you've had some outpouring of support from people.
Yeah, you know, right after the fact, it was kind of surreal. I didn't really sink in until about, I don't know, last night when I was laying in bed, and then I just kind of realized that, wow, I won a state championship. And, you know, my Twitter's been blowing up. I've gotten texts from family and friends. Just the sport's been awesome.
Well, you've got another opportunity to step out there here coming up in the 1600. What are you doing to prepare yourself for that?
Yeah, Craig and I today are going to get a shakeout in with Coach Jenkins because we don't have any races today, so we want to make sure we stay loose and we're not sitting around all day and just letting, you know, because we usually run about every day at the track team, so we want to keep that rhythm going. So Craig and I are going to get a quick shakeout in and then be ready to roll Saturday.
Well, I know you've got some plans to keep on doing some of this at the next level. I guess talk about what you're thinking about for your future.
Yeah, originally I was thinking about playing some football, but I had a good track season, so I'm kind of exploring my options yet again, and I'm just seeing what's out there. I haven't really came to a decision yet, but, you know, I'm just really focused on winning a state title as a team and going out there and competing as well as I can, and then I'll worry about college afterwards.
Well, Jackson, congratulations again. We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Yep, thank you.
All right. That's Jackson Eden, a member of that 4x800-meter relay team that got a state championship for Atlantic. Coverage of the 2018 Co-Ed Track and Field Championships here on KJAN. Now getting a chance to speak with another Atlantic senior, Zeke Whetstone, a member of the 4x800-meter relay team that picked up a state championship on Thursday. Zeke, first off, congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Well, I guess I asked Jackson this too, but I guess what was the mindset for you guys going in? Obviously, you felt confident. Jackson talked about, you know, you had a great time coming in, so you knew what you could do. But I guess, you know, when you're getting closer to that event time, what's kind of going through your guys' mind? What do you tell each other as you get ready?
Yeah, I mean, we knew our goal going into it, and we just tried to treat it as much as a normal race as possible, warm up like we normally would, do everything as we normally would, and just, because we know what we can do and know how we can perform, and that's what we just went out and did.
Well, Craig Allen had a great opening leg, and then Jackson, you know, he said that he was staying right around the pace he needed to, and you guys were right there towards the top when you took the stick. I guess, how did you feel when you grabbed that and got your leg started?
Well, my goal going into it was I had to give it to Chase in first or as close to first as possible because we all know how he can finish. And so going into it, my first lap, it was just kind of a chase down lap, and then my second lap, by point of the 200 mark, I had caught up to him and started my kick and passed him and got to Chase right where I wanted it in first place with a good lead.
I guess for yourself, how has that reaction been here since then? I'm sure a lot of people are reaching out to you, giving you some congratulations.
Oh, yeah, my phone's been pretty busy since then. It's just pretty awesome. Like Jackson said, it really hasn't even sunk in yet that we did win state, and it's just from the beginning of the season to set that goal that, hey, we're going to win state this year, and then to come out and do that, it just feels awesome.
And obviously, as a team, you guys have had a ton of success here this year, and you know it's kind of interesting that the whole boys sports program in the spring at Atlantic has been doing well in various sports. I'm sure that some of that confidence is carried over, and there's probably a lot of fun for you guys to be able to enjoy all those successes together.
Oh, yeah, it's been a blast. Most of us are really good friends, actually, so we all kind of just feed off each other, off of all of our success. And going to school, it's just kind of, we get there, everybody's all happy because we all win championships, so it's been fun.
Well, obviously, Coach Jenkins, you know, is going to be moving on, doing some different things. I guess talk about what it's been like to work with him and how the season, I guess, progressed from day one to where you're at now, walking away with the state championship.
I mean, he's a fantastic coach. It all comes down to him and the workouts we do daily and all the coaching staff together, all the playing they do, and the work they put in to get us where we are now. It's really been amazing.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have a chance to have some fun enjoying the rest of the weekend here, and obviously the team still has some great goals to try to accomplish. Enjoy the weekend first off, and then I guess talk a little bit about tell folks what your plans here as you move forward.
I'm just going to go to Iowa State after this, and no athletics, but going to go to college and continue my career from there.
All right. Well, Zeke, we appreciate you giving us some time to talk about it, and congratulations again.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, that's Zeke Whetstone, member of that 4x800-meter relay state championship team for the Atlantic Boys.